This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our producer spotlight brought to you by the National Dairy Producers Organization, and today we're joined by Board President Mike Eby and Michigan dairy farmer and NDPO member Tom Cook. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for breaking away from your daily duties to update us on what the National Dairy Producers Organization has been up to. And Mike, I understand you guys recently went on a trip.
So as you may be aware, that the American Farm Bureau Federation had put on a meeting in Kansas City mid-October. We as National Dairy Producers Organization wanted to go and represent the interests of dairy producers. We knew that the dairy farmers needed to have the ability to have a voice, to be able to speak on the specific issues pertaining to the federal milk marketing order and the potential hearing that will soon take place.
We also have on the line Tom Cook, a dairy producer from Mid-Michigan. Tom, tell us your story.
Well, I'm a dairyman here in Mid-Michigan, milk about 300 cows, do some seasonal grazing along with that. I'm 52 years old. I've been doing this for 24 years now. And as I've gotten older, I think I've gotten wiser, and I've started to listen in on other people's thoughts and ideas from whether it be the Milkweed or National Milk Producers Federation. And then here in the last couple of years, I've latched on to Mike Eby and Gary Genske and some of their input on what they feel the industry needs to do. And I've been really captivated by some of their ideas and principles, and that's kind of what has drawn me to them in the last couple of years. I feel that they're really a grassroots organization, and they're trying to take their message from the producer on up to the powers that be at DC or our processors or our co-op. And that's where I feel things in the last 20 years has really shifted. I feel like it's become a top-down message instead of from the grassroots on up to the higher-ups. So I like what National Dairy Producers is trying to do by convey the message of individual farmers back up to the powers that be instead of the opposite way that I feel it's been done the last 20 years or so.
Do you feel like your last 20 years have gone by pretty fast?
Yeah. It's went by fast. I mean, when I took it over from my late father, he said, things are great. In like 1999, we were having good milk prices, and I knew that the industry was on its way for some hardship. And sure enough, by the time I took over the farm 6 months later, it got rough. And then it got good. Then 2003 and 4, it got rough. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster, but it was pretty good up until about 2015 after we had the good prices in 14. It's been rough sailing ever since, and that's what's really got me interested in the industry and the federal orders and what we can do to help the farmer. And yeah, it's went by fast, and I've gained more knowledge over the years, and it's made me dangerous when I go to meetings now, I guess you could say.
It seems the word roller coaster is used as an analogy more in the dairy industry than any other industry. What are your thoughts on talks of a new milk pricing system?
I went there with the opinion I was going to share what I felt needed to be done in the industry for the farmer. And I soon sat there at that meeting of over 200 people, and about half to two thirds were probably farmers and the rest were industry representatives. And I realized I was by far not the smartest guy in the room. So I did a lot more listening than I did talking. I was really encouraged by hearing that everybody in attendance was pretty much in unanimous consensus to get the class one federal order back to the higher of versus three or four, not this current average we've had for the last 3-4 years. So that was my biggest takeaway from the meeting, and I was encouraged by that. Everything else that they talked about when it comes to federal orders and the government, it's going to be a long snail's pace crawl to get things to happen.
Yes, this is something that's certainly not going to happen overnight. Mike Eby, do you have some thoughts to weigh in here?
I do. Tom was just mentioning there, in fact, you know, what stood out to him was that everyone was seeking to go back to the, you know, return to the higher of. What also I found interesting is everyone had agreed that we should be using federal hearings instead of using Congress, like it was inserted into the last farm bill. That was when they modified the formula. They went to the average of 3 and 4 plus 74 cents, if you recall that. And that's been a disaster for dairy producers in their milk pricing. Some claim that it was, you know, a disaster due to the fact of black swan events such as COVID. But, you know, it's still proving not to be beneficial. And I believe that we're out of that black swan of COVID. So I think this is why most are in agreement that we need to be going back to the higher of, but do it through federal order process and not do it through Congress.
Gentlemen, thank you for the time today. Tom Cook, a Michigan dairy farmer, and Mike Eby, board president of the National Dairy Producers Organization.